listen to me very carefully.
You're listening to Bereft Pill Hardcore Asia. How's it, baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt, I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose, I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers, I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers, come one, come all, because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Yes, you are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am, in fact, your host, the. I just got off the phone with Thomas Althaus, the real writer of The Matrix. And, well, being his Morpheus, I'm getting the Nebuchadnezzar ready here, and we're going to be blazing out video content this weekend. So, guys, when I say I'm going to hit you with the reel, I'm going to hit you with the reel. So, it's going to get hot. And speaking of hot, I've got my co-host here, Rob D, and he's over there in Turkey.
Hi, folks. Boy, is it roasting here. It's been like nearly 3 weeks of 100-degree temperatures, so all you people in the States go, whoa, it's hot. It's only been a couple days, except Arizona, of course. It's been a nightmare, especially with the COVID measures.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm actually up this morning because it's morning here in Europe. I've been up all night. I'm back to my night owl thing. Because it's gotten so warm, just trying to do anything during the daytime, it's crazy. I don't want to be in a studio and have these computers running. It's hot. It's going to be, there's a delay with the AC unit getting here to the studio, so it's like, oh, there's no point, you know, go up, stay at home and sleep in bed all day. Fan on me, so you know, that's just man, I just wish it was a winter, just 24/7, 365 days a year. I love the winter.
I like springtime. It seems to be very temperate, but I'll tell you, with these buses I have to take, it's against the law here currently because of the COVID-19 to have your air conditioning on. You cannot put it on. Something about the think a pathogen is going to get in the system, and we're all going to die, right? That whole we're all going to die, cell scenario. And you are required to wear a mask. Now, the sun's shining through the windows of these minibuses. Minibuses is like a long version of a van with windows on it. It's not like the big city bus that I take, because I'm in a small village. So, in the staff lady in the row in front of us closes her window because her hair was getting messed up. And I'll tell you what, I'm sorry, she could put a headscarf on for the bus as far as I'm concerned, because it's just so brutal. You can hardly breathe if you got a mask on anyhow. And then they close a window. You don't even get a breeze blowing on you. Even though the breeze is hot, it's better than no breeze at all. So, and I see a huge issue with the selfishness of people. You can open a window when it's hot, close the windows when it's cold. And here it seems like even on the minibuses, when it's super cold, you got people who want to open the window. I don't understand it. So I know the other day, I was so overheated getting off the bus to go into a shopping mall, I actually triggered a high temperature alert. Now I'm worried to go into a shopping center when they hit you with the infrared heat gun, right in the temples, because I won't let them point it at my forehead. And I had an elevated temperature. I'm like, come on, it's 100 degrees plus outside. I just got off a minibus. I said, basically, you're telling me I'm medium rare right now, you know? legal serving temperature.
Well, horrendous. I mean, this is like third world country conditions, my man.
We're all being treated like we don't even belong on the world. We can't even give a number low enough or high enough for the conditions we're all being subjected to. They got great amenities here. The roads are good. The infrastructure is fine. It's not like you would think Turkey's a third world country. It doesn't have the crumbling infrastructure like I've seen in the United States, which I could give the USA a third world definition, too. No, it's not fourth world, because that was designated for Eastern Europe and the Soviet Union for some reason. They deserve that label. We Googled that the other day. So, yeah, they have air conditioners here. I got one here. It's on right now. I hope y'all can't hear it, because it's brutal. No way to sleep in it.
I'm just thinking of just the differences of situations. Like, I'm picturing you in this hot little minibus, chickens, you know, and suitcases packed on top and you know, crowded, you know. And I'm sitting here.
It can't be. When the standing room only is in effect, and they get out, they'll pack you in like sardines on some days. Though they're not supposed to. Due to the social distancing rubbish we're being fed.
Right.
And we are being fed.
I'm just sitting here in the studio, just surrounded by monitors, cloning hard drives, doing network cards. You know, I've become such a tech head, I didn't even know it. I turn on my YouTube suggestions are nothing but Windows this, hard drives that. How to do this, how to do that. And I'm like, whoa. My YouTube used to be filled with, you know, Star Wars stuff, you know, Spider-Man, you know, Spawn, Dragon Ball Z, stuff I used to use YouTube for, now that I'm done with all my research. But now it's just like tech. And I was actually looking forward to today's show, because with all the information I know about technology, you have someone that was supposed to be coming to the show, that was somewhat dealing in what I had thought was a pseudoscience. Now, you wanted to challenge me on that.
Absolutely. And
I'm ready for that challenge.
I have to say, I was of the same mindset as you are. I am a Shelby person. So what I refer to is my brother from another mother out of Queensland, Australia, and it gets very hot there in the summer. Oh my God, you could fry an egg in the air. You crack it, and it's cooked before it hits the ground. That's how hot it gets up where he is. He's over near Harvey Bay, where the whales all take their young and teach them how to beat whales. I have no other term for it. It's a beautiful, beautiful area, and he makes tensor tools and tensor technology that he combines the works of different people. Now, he did a test on me, but I'll let him explain it, because he does a better job at it than I do. I just know, and I'll give you some testimonials of I've been testing his tensor tools. He gives me stuff. It doesn't tell me what I'm going to expect to do out of with him. Let me know what I can do and what I'm feeling from him. He has one. I call it the Aether helmet, and it'll get rid of a headache within a minute when I put it on. And it's not just in my head. It's just I put it on and I felt it. It's just this technology that's being developed and that's been hidden from us.
Well, I hope it's a lot better, at least by concept, for what he's trying to sell or use. Because you do remember, I exposed...
Yeah, the magnet helmet. Yeah, it's nothing like that at all.
He, and just the arguments he would get in with Anthony Thomas... he would say something really stupid. He'd say, it's science. And then
Rod's going to do a lot better than that.
Of science, of how his concept is entirely wrong.
Now, he can go into the Slim Sperling's work. He'll go into Willem Reich. He can go into Tesla. He can go into Trevor Constable. These are real known, respected scientists. Those are science. But he'll tell you why. He's got some brilliant technology that I've tested around the entire planet. Harmonizers that I have knocked out sandstorms with 1,500 miles away from here. I could blow a hole in the sky over a cloudy anywhere I'm at using frequency, actual modulated frequencies that I can play through some of these. This stuff is really, really been so hidden from us. I don't know if you're aware, as one scientist lady, and she really is a scientist, she deals with frequencies, like right frequencies and stuff, and how we can broadcast these correct frequencies that match illnesses and heal areas with them. But this tech is hidden from us by our oppressors.
I am well aware of the fact that every life form, not just person, every life form has its own quantum signature. Now, and people ask me all the time, since I know all about the NSA remote neural monitoring, synthetic telepathy, aka mind control, they're using via cell phone towers and satellites. Since I'm aware of all that, people ask me, how do you block this stuff? And on my interviews lately on other people's shows, I don't even really go into it. I just say, you know, it's just too expensive. Don't worry about it. I will find a way to get this information out there. But really, the simplest way to do it, and it's not so simple, is phase cancellation. You'd have to find the longitudinal wave frequency at a peak of
reciprocating waveform, if you will, to cancel them out.
Well, it phase cancellation, which means it's the same frequency, just opposite.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyways. And so, but you'd have to find equipment.
This is different than that. This is zero-point energy, aether physics, which is dogma. But without further ado, could we bring Rod on here? Because I'm sure have we got Rod in yet?
I'm here.
I was waiting for Mike to say
you're listening
something.
Quietly. Could you give a brief description of what a tensor tool is?
Those tensor tools were, I guess, I'll say rediscovered because they date right back to sort of Egyptian and Sumerian times. So, you know, there's tablets that depict the rod and ring of divine justice right back in the Sumerian time. So, but it goes back to sort of where Slim Sperling, I guess, rediscovered the technology. And he passed away in 2007. But they started messing around with copper wire and basically twisting it and putting it into a loop. And they found that it created what we call a tensor field, which is it's got to be done a specific way, and it's got to be done from one length of wire folded and then twisted in a clockwise direction, because if you do it the wrong way, it'll make a double negative field. But when you do it in the right way in a clockwise direction, what it does is it cancels out any negative output, so it basically creates a double positive field. And when it's joined together at a specific length, which the length basically the netter length or ancient qubit measurements, creates the different type of frequency output that it creates. So look, they're quite amazing tools. They're very different to what anyone or most people have ever experienced. But they're used for all sorts of things, from restructuring water to healing, to relieving pain, to helping plants grow. I could go on forever, you know, right down to the harmonizers, which I heard you mention. There's quite a number of different types now, but that work on balancing up the atmospheric conditions. So and also the energies within a place. And once they're powered up, which we use some Tesla technology for that, which is a Möbius coil wrapped around a crystal, which then creates a scalar wave when you play a square wave frequency into it. And I heard you talking about different phases of waves, etc. Well, what this does, it creates a scalar wave, but it creates what we call a chaos field. So it's like a crisscross mishmash. And what that does is it breaks up any electromagnetic fields around you. So it basically transforms them, which then doesn't have the detrimental effects on you. So yeah, that's in a very small nutshell. That's pretty much what we do.
Okay. Now, I love my Australians. It's very magical to listen to you all talk. it's almost like another language. Well, okay, let me ask you, how is the, just to illustrate this a little differently, how is the scalar energy generated exactly?
Well, basically, it's generated through a Möbius coil, which was a Tesla design. So it's a Möbius coil wrapped around a quartz crystal. And then what you do is you play a square wave frequency. For instance, I'll give you, like, you know, four, say 432, which is a very commonly known one. But you can put frequencies for any type of thing. So that can be for any type of specific healing frequencies. Like, there's a whole list of Rife frequencies used for just about every type of disease known to man. And once you plug that in and play that frequency through the crystal, so it's basically, most people would look at it and say, it's a dead end short. Well, it is in a way, but it's not. Once you play that frequency through it, it transforms it and creates a scalar. And then the tensor tool itself acts like a broadcasting tool. So it basically broadcasts that out over a range. You know, I mean, I'm talking from a small arm and eye, you know, up to sort of, well, in your terms, and slim terms, was like, say, 65 miles, up to sort of, you know, with a new geezer harmonizer, if it's positioned flat to the horizon, you can get out, you know, up to 1,000 k's, and I think Robert's got even further, but, yeah.
Okay, well, is this anything like a Schumann resonance generator?
Not quite. I mean, a Schumann resonance, the frequency of the Schumann resonance can be played, but it basically, I guess, in a sense, I'm not sure how you're sort of describing a Schumann resonance generator.
Well, I mean,
but
the only thing a Schumann resonance generator does is put out,
7.83.
Yeah. Okay, and that is really the ultimate healing frequency, because that's the frequency of Mother Earth. We're all supposed to be walking barefoot in the soil, connected with Mother Earth to get those healing energies, but we don't.
Yeah, true. Yeah, well, that is one frequency. It's certainly not the only one, that's for sure. But, you know, I mean, I don't think the Earth resonated at 7.83 for quite a long time, so... It's spikes all the time now. It's been quite high, in fact.
Yeah, because of harp and all the
I'll
other
I'll take a quick picture
arrays.
Of one of these devices and send it to you, Rod,
into
the chat. I've got mine all set out here.
Because now, I'm picturing right now, and I used to see these guys on YouTube, and just I would be.
So I'm going to take my headset off and go take a picture of this briefly.
Okay. So I would see these guys, and I'd be mad, or I would laugh because they're trying to sell them to targeted individuals, and it'll be like this guy holding two L-shaped pieces of metal. And essentially using them as divining rods and healing.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Well, I make divining rods as well. Yeah. That, I mean, Slim Spurley, the guy that I was talking about before, he has got a couple of books out.
In the mind of a master. Rod. We have to take a very short commercial break. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Okay. Yeah, let's just jump right back in here. Let's forego the bumper music, because this is a topic that I should have covered at the beginning of my media career. And Rod, I do apologize for the interruption of that commercial break. And you were saying something about the divining rods, but listen. I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to be the non-believer here, as I have exposed many of frauds. There's this guy on Facebook selling helmets, which he screwed magnets into the helmets and selling them to targeted individuals for $900 a piece. The guy's name is Robert Stanson. If you ever come across him, don't buy any of this crap. There's another guy by the name of Magnus Olsen selling these little pendants that you wear around your neck for $300 a piece. Now, both of these products are supposed to allegedly stop mind control, V2K, illegal psychotronic technology that our government have. Now, I know that you have not made any claims of stopping anything like that. You're mostly into metaphysical healing, and I do know that some of these things have their practical uses. I know I'm very familiar with Wilhelm Reich, how the federal government, the FDA, threw him in prison after he made basically a rain-making device, and he had created a box in which people can sit in and basically heal their cancers and bring back people's virility, their sexual urges. I mean, he was healing people left and right. So the FDA threw him in prison where he was killed after a very short time being in prison. So I do know some of the stuff has its practical uses. Now, and just for everybody to understand why I've not had Magnus Olsen on my show, for those of you who know who the fraudster even is, he's been on ExoPolitics several times. The host of that show loves the guy, but doesn't understand science so much. After I asked the guy to come on the show originally before I researched him well enough, and basically ignored me, but I started calling him out as a fraud, and all of a sudden he contacts me saying, hey, you and I, we should be working together. Yes, I'll come on to your show. I was like, no, too late. I already know what you're about, and you're about ripping people off left and right. But I'm seeing the pictures here, and Rob, help me out here. I'm seeing like the prism, the pyramid shaped stuff, and
the tall
Patrick.
One is the,
Dr. Patrick Flanagan had a book where he talks about these pyramid structures, where he makes them out of copper and different metals, and how it creates a different field around. Him, I was actually planning on getting one for my bed. Just have that giant pyramid.
You'd want that small one. Those are harmonizers, and you'll see a wire coming off them, and on the end of that wire is like a standard headphone plug that you can plug into a tablet or your phone, and you can
CD player.
Download a tone generator and dial in what frequency you want to play in your house. It's really great for, let's say there's a lot of anger in the air from arguments and stuff. You can put on some very calming frequencies to really calm things down. I've seen this. If somebody negative would come in the house, I'd put that on. I've got my frequency list over on the side. I'm not going to just jump them out there.
But that seems more practical to me, especially when you're hooking hooking them up into a generator. You know that there's something happening.
Exactly.
We all know how antennas work. We all know how broadcasters work. And so you've got something physical here that has structure and is hooked up to a generator. So it does something. I know
that big one there, that has one heck of a range. If that's got more than one element to it as well, you'll see there's a ring on the top. That focuses it. It really makes a more of a punch.
This,
you call that the sucker
that...
punch, don't you, Rod?
Sorry, what was that?
The big Nugzilla one, I call it. That's Nugzilla.
Oh, that's the new geezer. Yeah, the new geezer harmonized, which has got a new dimension ring, which is a quadruple twisted ring on the top of it. Because of the way it's built, and it almost creates like little holes through the twist, so... Which allows it to broadcast a lot more light than a standard ring, which is basically just like a two-sided torch, a beam one way and a beam the other. But with this, it allows it to project a bit more light on the peripheral edge as well. But that device,
Dr. Patrick Flanagan designed, because he went into the whole pyramid thing.
Yeah, well,
this is the short segment, Rod.
Oh,
after
big long
part where we can really get in.
Commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000.
This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your I'm your host, V, and Rob's all amped up over there.
Yeah, I love the music.
Everybody says that. Yeah, that's some good bumper music.
I'm hooking and juking over here, you know.
And I'm picturing it.
Oh, that's it. Oh. I want to give you a little testimonial
Hold on. I have an itching question before you go into all that. This is for the both of you. Now, I've seen these people take these pyramids, you know, these organite stones, and they say, you know, buy these organite stones from us, throw them underneath the cell tower, and you destroy all the negative effects that cell tower puts out.
Yeah.
Is that a claim that can be backed up in any way, or seen, or felt?
I don't. When people like gifting plasterite and organite, I ask them, well, I still see a lot of EMF over you. How's that working out? Not all of the rod's devices are based on a pyramid shape. I got to point that out. Matter of fact, if you look at the pictures I sent you, only that one is, right? Because it's a very specific design. Most of his ones are curved and round. And I got to say this, you can't just twist a piece of wire, even clockwise, to any length you want, and expect to heal somebody, because you can make people sick if you don't make these right. They have to generate very specific frequencies. Now, I want to tell a little story. I sent you a picture of a larger ring, a tensor ring. This is the Moses qubit length. We can get into him, how he derives these, in a minute. Now, you had a lady have a stroke that I know, and she had MRIs. She had a scar, a clot, actually, in her brain from this stroke. She's an older lady, so I brought the Aether helmet and this ring, and I left it with her for a month. She was under instruction 3 times a day to put the ring around her neck and the helmet on her head for 15 minutes and take them off. At the end of the month, she went and had an MRI done again. The blood clot and the scar were gone. Now, I was very surprised about that. I wasn't expecting that result. I was just hoping to help heal her so she got her balance back so she can walk around her house again. So the doctor, he couldn't understand it. So I actually ordered a second MRI from a different machine. They shut that machine down, automatically assumed the machine was broken, did a second one, and it came back with the same result. It actually, the blood clot in the brain was completely gone. I was very surprised about that. The doctor couldn't come up with any explanation, nor could the team that looked at the results before and after. I've asked for copies of the images, but I've never been given them. But I had to throw that out there, because Rod sends me stuff he makes, but he doesn't tell me what to expect. You know, he'll ask me, let me know what you do with these, or what you're seeing and noticing. And if you look through one of them, if you hold it at like arm's length, to look through the center of these, almost like looking through a soap bubble that you would move around to, you know, to like one of those wands you blow bubbles with. But you definitely see something. I sent you a picture. I have one around the spigot of my water bottle to structure the water that comes through it. You know, I do believe in a lot of things, but this ain't just magnets. It's not just pyramid power, you know, sitting in there all sharper than your razor blades, like they used to say in the 1970s and stuff like that, or fruit lasts them longer. So to see that one device as a pyramid device is only because that's the shape that was needed for this type of emitter, because that's what this thing is. It's a giant frequency emitter, and they're fantastic. The little ones are great for your to put beside your bed or in your house, because they'll clear an area. If I put that on the right frequency, again, I could, if it's all cloudy, I could blow a hole in the cloud. I could merge a storm system that's coming in. I had a big play with that big one over at Rod's house when I was there. I went over to see what was going on. I was a skeptical. I really was. I'm like, yeah, right. You're gonna bend some wire. You're gonna heal people and do all these things. Show me. And he actually performed a test on me, a balance test, where basically he'll put your feet together and you stand up, and he pulls on one side of your arm like with a tremendous weight. He's not a small guy. It would pull you over. And then you put one of these tensor rings in your other hand, and he cannot pull you over. And I went, what? He said, well, this ring isn't quite right for you. Try this one. Now it's even stronger. And he was pulling on my bad shoulder. I wasn't feeling any pain because I had shoulder surgery. And he did it with food after that, where he, an Oreo cookie very specifically. I know they don't pay me to use their name, but he first eat a cookie that he didn't put through a tensor ring and did the same balance test, pulled me right over, and then he passed the ring. It threw a ring and I ate it, and it had the same effect. So it was showing me that we could structure our food for our own health. And I was very, very blown away by it. He filmed this. It's somewhere up on YouTube. I'll have to get you a copy of it. He's got a little device that I put on the back of my phone. That's that really small one, a little phone buddy. I was noticing when I was using my cell phone, my leg was getting really hot, almost burning. And so he sent me this device to put on the back of my phone, and now my leg don't get hot or my hand don't get hot when I'm holding my phone. It isn't just the heat of the temperature. It was hot, like I'm just being cooked, you know, with the frequency. So, yeah, I was beyond skeptical, and he proved it to me. So now I'm a firm believer in them, in their power. But, yeah, it's not just twisted wire. It ain't a bunch of magnets. It's not mumbo-jumbo. I sent you his Sacred Knowledge Energy Tools. You look that up on Etsy or Facebook.
I'll say this one thing, and I'll shut up. I do know that, yes, twisted wire in itself does have in effect, because you put in kind of current to it, creates a magnetic field. So there is, and I learned from Dr. Nick Begich, that's the whistleblower that was exposing HARP mind control, for those of you who don't know him. He leaked some information about an ELF jammer, and basically you twist wire and you coil it around your room. You hook it up to you get a white noise generator. You take the speakers out of it. You hook the wires up to those leads that would have gone to the speaker, and boom, you've got ELF jammer. Well, actually, you've got to hook an amplifier up to it as well in that circuitry, but yes.
Yeah, to control the wattage going in. Well, that's what basically, essentially, you, by having that plug-in, like a headphone jack on the end of that wire, you see, that's actually hooked into the quartz crystal, you can bypass having to take the speakers out. You can just plug it in. You can play music by just setting the device itself, not plugged in on top of a speaker, and play music. And I've noticed, because we tried to fight geoengineering with these very successfully, I have to say. I keep quiet about a lot of my work. They banned Rod from being able to call them Orgon devices, scalar generators. He's not allowed to even advertise it like that anywhere. They totally took things off. Am I correct to say that, Rod?
That's correct.
Well, look, I just want to learn, so I'm just going to sit back and listen to you guys. Go ahead.
Yeah, look, it's a subject that a lot of people, it really is very hard for them to comprehend, you know. And I totally understand that, because before I knew anything about it, you know, I was much the same. Until I started to sort of work with this stuff, and I got shown how to make a tensor ring. It was just a finger ring, and from there I sort of basically back engineered a lot of tools, and just over the years, I've been doing it for over 10 years now, and I've just discovered a lot more stuff since then. And it wasn't until I sort of made, I think the first thing I made was a cloud buffer. It was one of Reich's tools, and I made this thing up, and I put it outside, very heavy overcast day, and then next minute I'm looking up, and there's this blue hole straight above the top of it. It just, like, blew me away.
Seen on YouTube, I've seen hundreds of videos of people doing cloud busting, and that they are actually, and it's very strange that you are not allowed to advertise your devices the way you want to advertise them. And just to bring up another example of some phony, fraudulent people, there was this company that sells these so-called, they're tables. And you plug it in, and it's supposed to block mind control. Okay, a table! Okay, for crying out loud. I called these people. I call these people because they're selling these products to target individuals as well who are being harassed by synthetic telepathy from the government. So I called these people. I said, you know what? I know your product doesn't work. I do have a way to improve it, though. Can I speak to your manager? I speak to the manager. I tell the manager the same things, like, can I speak to the owner of the company? I know a way to make your device and to improve it by 100-fold. And the manager said, you know what? I'll talk to the owner and I'll get back to you. I got a call back from the manager, and the manager said basically they want nothing to do with me. Click. Now, there, and I know why that happened, because there are these set up companies that are there to drain the last hopes and the last money out of the people that are suffering from these targeted energies. And it's just a money pit. And it destroys the morale of targeted individuals. Now, but they were allowed to advertise to destroy mind control. But you can't advertise Organite energy. That's peculiar.
It's Organite particularly because there's a fellow in Germany that's patented or put a copyright on the name or something along that line. So I think he got his nose out of joint, even though it's like, gosh.
But you can say Orgon.
What was that?
You can't copyright energy. That's like someone's copywriting electricity. You can't copyright electricity. Yeah, it's an energy.
Oh yeah, I know. It's ludicrous, but you know, I mean, but look, that's only one. I don't do a lot of Organite anymore. I mean, the harmonizers and you know some of the pendants we still use Organite within the tensor ring and the bases for the harmonizers, etc. And we still make you know Organite devices to put on your smart meters, which have an amazing effect. You know, for something that's $25, it put one of those on your smart meter and it'll drop your bill down to about half. So
it does. I can verify that information. I call them a puck. I keep mine now because the power company didn't like us keeping it inside the box if we was tampering with it. So I keep mine on top of my computer to eliminate some of the EMF coming off of the stray electricity in the processors and stuff. I sent you a picture of the mask. And this is a very unique one. I was very surprised by this one as well. When I put that on over my nose and mouth, my sinuses opened. I guess a lot of clogged and stuff, and it happened very quickly. It's almost like you're breathing mountain air. That's a great one. When I come to visit you, I'm going to bring some of these with me for you,
okay.
You to have a play with. Yeah. I travel with that little harmonizer. It has been all over the planet while it's playing.
I have to experience it in order to believe it.
Absolutely. I'm going to do the experiments on it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can sit here and talk to you until you're blue in the face, but until you actually feel it and experience it, and I'm the same. As I said, you know, when I first started, I had to see it, I had to feel it, experience it myself, you know, and that. And I think that with anything in life, you know, we can tell you, anyone can tell you whatever, but until you actually experience it and see it and feel it for yourself, it's not really, doesn't really become part of your reality, you know. So you really need to experience it on a hands-on basis.
Yeah, when I first seen your work, I saw your work on Facebook, I was like, you know, but you showed me even with the harmonizer plugged into a generator. We was over at Cheryl's house, Cheryl and Joe's, and they have a little lake behind the house. It was a very calm, still day, and we plugged this harmonizer in, and then I could aim it at the water, and as I moved it across the water, I could make ripples happen in the area that the emitter was pointed, and that blew me away a little bit, just a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm a showman. I'm just damn. this ain't mumbo jumbo. His prices ain't totally outrageous. I know the larger devices, they take a lot of copper and a lot of makings to make, so they're not as cheap, but the benefits from them, to me, outweigh the cost. Even if those small harmonizers, if we can get about 5,000 of them out in the world, We could bring the Schumann back to what it's supposed to be. It's been tampered with by man through the EMF and other devices that are being deployed to not only just to mind control, but for weather control, for the word control, to control things. So, yeah, that would be Slim Sperling's dream. So I try to turn people on to these. Rod has gifted many of these away to people to help, not just to heal, but to heal the planet itself by negating geoengineering. We actually found that we could make the Bureau of Morons, as I call the Bureau of Meteorology in Australia, make a beam happen where we predicted it was going to happen, because they'll constantly adjust the geoengineering method for the current condition, so we could aim that big device at a certain area and predict where a beam would happen and actually see. I'm like, right, they're going to have to beam over here to negate me creating a vortex here with that, and boom, on the radar itself, we would see this happen, you know, and predictably. And I can always, Rod will verify this, I'll say, I see you, Rod, I see what you're doing. As I where he's located, I can see a result in the clouds that's not predicted in my head of what things should flow like. So I can always tell when these are being deployed.
That's true.
So I visibly can see these are working on radar and cloud imagery, because I do a lot, still a lot of geoengineering work.
And anybody can see it. It's, you know, if you look on the radar maps, you can see, if you know what you're looking for, you can see where people are using this type of technology. It's pretty easy to pick out.
Yeah, aether also can make, when you manipulate it, it flows east, west to east, and you can actually make a blue haze occur using these devices, or the ones that I'd love to get him on here. Harry Rhodes makes some really big aether cannons, as I call them. Great big Wilhelm Reich Constable combination type devices, and he's hitting over 3,500 miles with these onto incoming storms that are out in the Atlantic, and he has them stationed all over the world. And I can see when he's deploying, and I often would tell him, I see you.
All of these tools, you know, all of them basically create negative ions, you know, so they're producing huge amounts of negative ions and quite, you know, you talked about the mask before and how it feels cool. Well, when you've got that on, the electrical impulses from your skin actually activate it, and as you breathe through it, it creates highly sublimated particles, highly charged sublimated particles of copper and also high amounts of oxygen. So that's why you can actually feel it when you put it on your face, and it can feel like that, like you said, a cool mountain air or something. But, you know, if you've got a blocked nose or, you know, cold or whatever, usually within about 15 minutes or so, you know, you'll be able to breathe clear. It's quite amazing how it works. It's just, but like I say, again, you've got to experience it yourself. It's not no good me just telling you that. You've got to feel it for yourself.
Well, and I want to follow something that Rob said about the, what'd you call them? The meteorologist?
Bureau of Morons.
Bureau of Morons, right.
The BOM.
So I've got, I had a little discovery here. I've got a link to an article, a fact check link, where it talks about a physicist, Michio Kaku, saying that HARP caused Hurricane Irma. This is from Fact Check. So if it gets to that point to where not even Fact Check can deny that HARP is being used as a weapon against the people, well, come on, people. So we got to have some sort of defenses against this sort of stuff, whether we're being hit by, you know, weather weapons or just being irradiated. We got to have some sort of defense, whether just the signals are being used to frenzy us and to... like a swarming beehive. We got to have our devices. We got to have things to help us negate these effects. And I should hope that these devices of yours, Rod, really works, because if they do work, I'm going to be a customer and I'm going to be helping you sell them.
Oh, look, absolutely. It's, you know, I mean, I'm more than happy to send you something to try, but again, as far as the electromagnetic radiation from cell towers, et cetera, it has a huge effect on that, you know. And I know a lot of people suffer from it. A lot of people are very, very sensitive to electromagnetic energy fields and can make them quite sick. Other people doesn't seem to have such an effect on. But whether
that's going to be my next question for you, actually. I see. Okay, I may be a conspiracy expert in all, but at heart, I'm still a pessimist. I'm still a disbeliever with most things. Now, it's always mind over matter. Well, let's say your stuff does work, but you give it to someone who's like me. Would it be mind or matter? If I say it's not going to work, then it's just not going to work?
Well, we used to do tests where I used to do these on stage when I did a lot of the big festivals, et cetera, but where we would put, you know, like to say a different object in an envelope, but one would have a ring in it, and I'd test the person's energy field, you know, do the muscle testing. And as soon as I'd hand them the one with the ring in it, and I'd know what one had it in, and neither did they. My partner set that up, and as soon as we hit the one with the ring, I couldn't move them. So we'd open it up, and sure enough, there was the ring inside it. You know, or we'd get cans of soft drink. We used to put one can through a ring and let it charge for a minute and put a mark under the bottom of the can, and we'd mix all the cans up, and they'd grab one, and we'd test until we hit the one that where we couldn't move them, flip the can upside down, there was the mark. So in that sense, it can't be mind over matter. If that makes sense there.
It, indeed.
And he's referring to that balance test like I was alluding to earlier. I'll get you a copy of it. I'll send it through to Agatha later so you can watch my skeptical person being tested.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm like you. I like, you know, I've seen so much hocus pocus.
If you look up Sacred Knowledge Energy Tools, just Google it, and yeah, there's lots and lots of videos and stuff that, you know, of us doing tests. You know, even you know, you can restructure water, and then put that glass in the freezer and let it freeze, and then you'll see the orbital field in the ice. So it, when it freezes, it's like a tornado.
That's something I love to talk about. Japanese call that hado, okay? Your energy affects things around you, and you can see that in water. You can shout negative words towards one glass of water and sing praises to another and put them in a freezer together, and you'll see the destructive crystalline formation and the negative energy one and the beautiful structured, harmonized water crystals in the other water glass. So it's absolutely real. That I've tested myself.
Fill up a glass halfway, and let's say I use that puck, that Orgon thing that's used for reducing energy bills and eliminating. If you set it on the cup on top of that in your freezer, and then you take another glass, don't put it on top of it, same amount of water, and put it in your freezer and freeze it, you'll see a sphere inside the one that's sitting on top of the puck versus one that's not. If you put a tensor ring in your freezer, you'll very often see clear, crystal clear ice cubes versus ones that have all sorts of air bubbles
cloudy
and stuff in them.
Rob, we have come to the end of the show. You're not going to talk with me. Very quickly, the link to where he can get his product sold.
Yeah, I popped those into the chat already. The ones that
the description of the show and follow that link. But that's all the time we have for this broadcast. Stay in the line, Rod, for the after show. And guys, this has been the Red Pill Hardcore Real Show. I'm your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king, so educate yourselves.
GunConfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit GunConfiscation.com today. That's GunConfiscation.com. Which side are you on? TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.